Right, Jesus, it's what, 20 past five. Wet Crow Park is emptying rapidly, and I'm just desperately trying to breathe again. Mayo 214, Kerry 214. We live to fight another day. It is 2014 all over again with the 214. There you go. There's a clever analogy which should be made there, but I can't think of one at the minute. The only difference, of course, is that we're not going to Limerick. They're not going to send us to Limerick this time. We're back on Saturday, presumably Saturday evening, I guess, maybe five-ish, I don't know, whatever. It's back next Saturday here for round two. And, yeah, I mean, at the heel of the hunt, I'm happy, you know, that we got a second bite, because at the end there, the last 10 minutes, I did think it was going away from us, and I did think Kerry would get the scores to win it, because they just seemed to be breaking forward better and they were getting into positions of danger. But crucially for us, they didn't get the scores. I think Murphy, their half-back, got the one to put them ahead, which looked like it might be the winner. And then Paddy Durkin, our replacement half-back, after a few misses by Barrett, missed one, Cohen missed one, Paddy missed a bad one as well. And then he finally nailed the equaliser just at the end. Now, we did have, of course, a heart-stopping moment right at the end when they had a free from way out, and Brian Sheehan had come on just before then, and Sheehan is a fantastic dead ball kicker, even though today he'd be doing very well, like, to kick anything over the bar off the ground from more than 50 yards out. Now, he did try to rob ground, and remember back in Limerick in 2014, that was something they were able to do with impunity. But one of the few favours Morris Deegan, well, it wasn't a favour that Deegan did, is he insisted that he went back the full distance, and Sheehan didn't get either the distance or the accuracy, because Aidan O'Shea collected the ball in the square, and that was it, and we lived to fight another day. I mean, clearly these kind of matches, you need to win them first day out. I know that this is our eighth game, the next day will be our ninth game. This is just an absolutely incredible championship run. It will equal the longest ever, I think, if we do get to the final. I think Tyrone had 10 games when they won in 2005, and I think Meath might have had 10 as well in 1991 after the four matches and all those replays they had in the old days. So it's an amazing season, and the season just goes on, and this team just keeps giving. Fair play to them for digging it out now. Like, from one down with a minute to go, to conjure up that final score was something special. We won the kick out then, and then lost it, and then, oh jeez, like, it was just heart stopping. It really was. Overall, you know, we were on top. Like, we three times we broke clear. And, you know, you could say we won the match three times. That's not true, of course. But we did get into commanding positions on three occasions. And on each occasion, we allowed that significant lead, 3 and 4 points, 5 points at one stage, to slip through our grasp and let them back into it. And, you know, it's frustrating, I guess, from our point of view. But it just shows the qualities that Kerry have as well. This is a damn good team. Like, you know, we're well matched. We're very, very well matched. They've, you know, the better forwards than we have, according to common consent. But they scored 214 and we scored 214. Our backs did brilliantly on Ganey and O'Donoghue. O'Donoghue was taken off in the end. You know, Chris Barrett did a fantastic job on him, and Brendan Harrison bottled up Ganey. So, you know, we were great in that department. Kickouts were a huge issue for us early on. Not just David Clark's deliveries, but the high press. We weren't able to break that high press. We weren't able to get bodies clear, and they profited a lot from that. And that got them back into the game. But we did come with bursts, and when we came with those surges, we did look like we were going to blow them away. But we didn't, and they got back, and we live to fight another day, as the man says. The other big talking point, I guess, was Aidan O'Shea on Kieran Donaghy, and there's different schools of thought on that. Now, clearly, you know, the big high ball into the square alley 2006 was not an option with Aidan in there. Now, Aidan wasn't able to stay up with him, so Donaghy was able to win the ball further out the field, and did, but that was the crucial thing. He had to do it further out the field and not in the really danger areas where he'd give a slip pass for a goal. So that worked to some degree, and I'd also argue as well, with a ref like Deegan, who never ever ever gives Aidan O'Shea anything, we might have been a bit more frustrated in seeing him turn over ball or have ball turned over on him in situations where, you know, other refs might have given a free. So the jury's out on that. I'm not too sure if it did work or not. Donaghy got a few scores, and also he fed Stephen O'Brien beautifully for their first goal. But it was certainly different, and I guess the fact that we are still in it means that you have to say it worked to some degree. Anyway, that's it. Back again next Saturday, round number 9, and we're still alive. We're still alive. I said before today, you know, Mayo are the story of this championship, and that's true with knobs on at this stage. Anyway, that's it. Till next Saturday, we go again, folks.